Boker Tov, everyone. We are on the bottom of page 149, moving on to 140, 150, Simon Kuf, Ayin Dal, Siv Dal. We're talking over here when Yain is going to pater Sharmash, when Yain is going to pater other drinks also. Says the Mechaber, Im Kovo Lishto Sliv Ne'am Mazon. If someone has to sit down, as we talked about last time, someone's Kovea to say, to drink wine. Okay, Lifnei HaMazon, before actually eating. Ein Tzarech Levarech Al Yayin Shebetoch HaMazon. He's going to drink more wine. During the Suda, he does not have to drink, well, he does not have to make a bracha on the wine that is drunk during the Mazon, because the wine, once again, that he drank before he started the Suda, it's going to pop to the wine drinking during the Suda. The Yayin Shebetoch Lifnei HaMazon Potro. Okay, as of right now, we're talking about even during the week. Before you washed, you went ahead and made Breper HaGofen, even though really HaMotzi goes first, nevertheless, the Brei Perek Ofen will cover the wine they'll drink during the Suda. Then he goes on to Shabbos. V'chein yayin shal kiddush poter yayin shebetoch HaMazon. The same thing when you make kiddush on Friday night, Shabbos morning, and you make the bracha Brei Perek Ofen on the wine or the grape juice, it's going to patter if you have another kos of wine or grape juice during the meal. Then it's going to patter that you do not have to make another Brei Perek Ofen. We'll learn in the next siman. We'll talk about perhaps you're going to have to make a tovi ameitiv. That we're going to talk about later on. So Yayin Shlifnei HaMazon, whether it's Chol or whether it's Shabbos, it's going to pater any wine or grape juice you're going to drink during the Suda. Okay? That's in terms of that. Before moving on to Avdallah, just look inside Mishnah Berurah Sikkot Menches. The Mishnah Berurah says, Sikkot Menches, he says, Kamash Milan, don't think that it's just during the week that the reason why you're drinking the wine before the Suda is in order to whet your appetite to open up your stomach in order that you're going to want to drink, eat more. So that for sure it's part of the Suda, poter b'tocha Suda. Or perhaps you would have thought of a yayin kiddush to ba ikar la mitzvah imalo, you would have thought to say, since the yayin of the kiddush is only because of mitzvah, it's not really for the purpose of the Suda, maybe it does not pater the other wine you're going to drink to the Suda, kamash milan to poter. And therefore the Mechaber has to come and says this, it will poter. However, then the Chafetz Chaim says, v'nirli poshet, dibidino seinu she'enanu regilim lishtos yayin betoch ha-Suda. I guess the Chafetz Chaim, they didn't get invited to the Kiddush Club too often. Okay? They did not have wine during the Suda. They didn't think it was such a... Okay? Afil b'Shabbos eino poter. Even on Shabbos, it would not poter. Elin kein ayadaito lezem mitchila, unless you adas from them mitchila. K'mosh kasati mikodem. What the Chafetz Chaim is saying, back in Radin, okay, they didn't have very much money. To have a cup of wine for Kiddush, they were already lucky to have a cup of wine for Kiddush. And therefore, to think that it was going to poter an extra cup of wine that you would get during the meal, no one would have thought so. And therefore, you would have to make another Berei Perek Ofen on the cup of wine during the meal. Moreno of Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal will say later on, generally, even food, this does not apply to us nowadays, because we eat a lot, and we're constantly going back and eating more. But in terms of wine, Renevinsal says it depends on one's general custom. If he sometimes has a cup of wine during the meal, so that may be part of his das, and therefore he would not make another Brei Perek Ofen during the Suda. If he would never have a cup of wine during the meal, it's totally out of his mind, totally. And therefore, if you would go ahead and have a cup of wine during the meal, you would go like this, Mishnah Berurah, and have to make a new brach b'shus. Fine. Now, says the Mechaber in the Hemshech. Now, listen carefully, it's not a such lumeisa din that we're going to bring down over here, but it's going to be very, very important, a very important rule that we're going to learn from here. Says the Mechaber, top line on 150. V'chein ha-mavdil al shulchan. Someone who makes havdalah at his table, poter a yayin shebetoch ha-mazon. If he's going to have malav malka right after Avdol, and he's going to have a cup of wine during the malav malka, also the cup of wine will poter the yayin drank during the malav malka. The reason why this is an extra chiddush, is because over here by kiddush, you need kiddush makom suda. Kiddush is part of the suda. Avdol is not part of malav malka. It's two separate inyanim. So you're okay. That's why that Kamash Malan, that's what your mindset is right now. We'll see there's going to be another opinion, though. The second opinion, though, the Mechaber says, V'yei Shomrim, this is the sheet of Tosus. V'yei Shomrim, this is not, we're not going to, only in the house. The Mechaber then brings down a second opinion, V'yei Shomrim. She'ein birkas yayin avdallah poter, el inki natal yodav kodam avdallah. Unless you show by Maisa that you want your wine to be part of the Sudas Malava Malka, then if you wash before making Avdallah, Yeah, you make avdolani of the bracha beri beri gofen, only then will potter wine drinking during the malav malkah. According to this opinion would hold, if you didn't wash beforehand, you would have to make a new beri beri gofen and malav malkah, because avdala and malav malkah are two separate things. Halach lemaisa, says the mechaber. Hilkach. Therefore, the following thing, this is why it's going to be a big chiddush. Hamavdil kodem netila. Okay, if someone makes avdala before netila, and therefore be tali on this machlokas in the Rishonim, Yechavin shelo lahotziyayin. You should have specific kavana not to potter the wine that you're going to have during Malav Malka. Since according to his opinion, Avdallah is so different than Sudas Malav Malka, the second opinion over here, therefore you would have to make a new Brei Brei Agaf. In order to be Yotze, the first opinion who says you would be Yotze, has specific kavana not to be Yotze the Brei Brei Agaf. Why is this important? Why is this important? Because, let me just finish the mechaber, and I'll tell you in a second. Hilka chamad, the kodot yil, yichayim shalot yotziyayim, shebetoch asuda, ubediyevit shalom kiven kach, if you didn't have this kavana, poter yayin shebetoch asuda, the savik brachas derabon lahakel. Since the savik derabon, then we wouldn't make a new prayer agafen, since he had in mind that he was gonna drink more during the suda malav malka. But what comes out over here is, that since you're gonna be within a savik bracha, you could have specific kavana not to be poter the yayin. But then there's a big shiloh over here. Isn't that gorim bracha shinat tzricha? You're causing yourself to make an extra bracha. You're causing yourself to make an extra bracha over here. So from over here we learn lamaisa, and this you can take this klal and apply it to other places also, is that if you're memakum safa, you're memakum in a machlokas rishonim, and therefore you don't know what to do, you could be gorim ben orsa in order to make an extra bracha, and that's not considered a gorim bracha shinat tzricha, because not a gorim bracha shinat tzricha. But it's not Safi Bracha. Safi Bracha. Over here, if you have specific kavana not to be Yotze, vada, you have to make a Bracha. The Safik is it's... See, go ahead. But over here we see that you could be masking yourself into adding a Bracha in order to get out of yourself Safi Bracha. In order to get out of yourself a Machlokas Rishona. Okay? If you're ever in a situation where it's a Machlokas, and therefore we don't know what to do, you could have kavana in order that your bracha is not going to work, in order that you're not going to be, you're going to have to make an extra bracha. In order therefore, we see over here, that's not considered bracha shena tzricha. Over here, this is a bracha atzricha, because you need it in order to get out of the machlokas we've shown him. And that's what the machabra over here, and therefore the poskim uses in certain places in order to get out of the safek. Okay? Sifei. Kol masha shosa b'docha suda dailo b'bracha achas. Anything that you're going to make in the Suda itself. Okay, you make a bracha, break, break off, and during the Suda. Before we talked about before the Suda. Now you make one break, break off, and during the Suda. Anything you're going to drink during the Suda is all going to be covered by the one bracha. Elin kein, kishabirach loyadaita lishtos, ela otakos, v'nimnach lishtos acher. Unless the case is that when you made it a bracha, you only had kavana on this specific coast, and you said, I'm only going to have one cup of wine. And then you're nimlach, you change your mind, and you end up drinking more. In that case, it's like a hesech hadas. The hesech hadas ends after the first bracha, and you have to make a new bracha. You have to make a new bracha afterwards. V'chein, says the Roma, mishabal suda moshitin lo harbe kosas. Someone covets to someone else's suda, and they start handing him. They give him one kos, he drinks it, another kos. Mivarich al kol echad v'echad. In this case, even though normally when you go to someone else's house, we say your das on the dalo, das on the baal, whatever the baal bais gives you, you don't have to make another brachan because you don't know what he's going to give you, and your stomach on his das. By wine, once again, especially back in the day, it was different because wine was very expensive. You never had to have a meaning he was going to give you a second cup of wine. Therefore, the Ramah says, every coast you get, you have to make another bracha, da'avi nimlach, because we assume that the person didn't think he's going to get another coast. Find the comments, simin kuvayim tes. V'chein. Mishaberach al-kos birkas nesuin. Under the chuppah, they make birkas nesuin on a coast of wine. Has anyone ever seen that sometimes they'll pass the coast around? It's kosher bracha. People want the extra school of kosher bracha to drink from the kosher bracha. So, hey, mishaberach al-kos birkas nesuin. Ve'eni adol ha'echen yagi ha'kos. They're in the back of the chuppah. Okay, then they're staying in the back. They don't think that the coast is going to get to them. So therefore, they don't have a mind. Kol echad tzarech levarech. All those people have to make a bracha. Dimikre nimlach, because they're considered nimlach. Again. If they thought the bracha, they were sitting right next to the chuppah and they knew that the coast was going to get to them. So they're not nimlach, they're having kavanah to be yotze. Oh, well, for sure, if the Masada Kedusha is not going to have a mind to be yotze them, then it's not going to work. You need it both ways. That's by all bracha. That's what comes out over here. It says this. Siv Kodin Yedchas in the Mishnah Berurah says like this. We're talking about a case where you have to make another bracha when you're nimlach, because you had a bracha one only on that one kos. Afterwards you decide you want to drink more. However, katava taz do adin leini nachila. The taz says the chora, the same thing applies by food, not just by wine. Kikon shekana laatzum lechem echad, you went and you bought one lachmania. Okay, one piece of bread. Lach lokulo al daza berch. And al daza, you made the bracha to eat one piece. Ve'achar kach nisav alechol, oh, v'shlech liknoz out. Afterwards, you decided to get more, and they went and bought more. Tzarech levarech sheni samotzi. In this case, you have to make a bracha a second time by hamotzi. Aval, says the Mishnah Berurah, im yeshlo v'bayis lechem. But if you've in your house, lechem. V'chotik lo chaticho lecholota. And you cut off one piece to eat. V'achar kach rotzalach tochol. And afterwards, you decide to cut yourself another piece of bread. Ein zen nimlach. That's not considered nimlach. The derech adam kenu, because that is the derech of a person. You live fawim b'shaz bracha. Choshi elo dailo b'chaticha achas. V'achar kashiro sheina saviyah. V'zeh lo keach. Oh, that's the das of people. That if it's very normal to eat one piece of bread, then have a second piece of bread. And therefore, only if you have to go to the store to buy more, that we say is going to be considered nimlach. But in general, Morinu Rabbeinu Arab Shlita also does that many times, and especially nowadays, where we constantly are eating more and more and more, we're very, very, very rarely ever going to be nimlach, and therefore, the bracha is going to continue, and therefore you will not have to make a new bracha in most cases, because that's the derech of nowadays, to continue and continue eating. Adkan for today.